Hi, this is Alexander Charles Adams, and I'm the producer here at Smash Cut. Today's episode deals with some themes of emotional manipulation and abuse. If either of those things are triggering for you, I suggest skipping today's episode. Otherwise, please enjoy Dental Dependency.
We both have appointments for 2:45.
Name?
Jess Harper.
And you?
It's Alex.
I need her to tell me that, dear.
Oh, come on.
Alex, Santa Ma.
Very good. Insurance cards?
Oh, yes. Here you are.
All right, fill these out.
Thank you.
Welcome. But, dear?
Uh-huh.
She really should be carrying her own card.
Yes, thanks.
This is unnecessary.
This is completely necessary.
My teeth are fine.
Of course they are, honey.
I brush them all the time.
I know you do.
I floss.
You don't floss.
I floss once a week.
No, you don't.
I floss once a month.
Oh, please.
I flossed this morning.
Because I made you.
I have so much to do today.
Me too.
A million things.
I know.
How long is this going to take?
Alex.
Yes, Jess?
You're staying.
I can't believe you're making us do this.
Well, I am.
A brilliant revenge, my dear.
Can't believe you'd think I'd be that childish.
Hey, it's your plan.
Grow up, Alex.
There's no need to snap at me.
You are unbelievable.
Are you mad now?
Yes, I'm mad.
How mad?
Pretty mad.
Mad enough to hit me?
Don't joke like that.
Did that make you madder?
Stop it.
How mad did it make you?
Alex, I'm serious.
Are you mad enough to storm out of here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. Let's go. What? No! Stay mad! I almost had you out the door!
Alex, you're not going to trick me into leaving.
If we leave now, I swear I'll floss more.
No, you won't.
I swear.
No.
You don't think I'll do it?
Nope.
Come on, trust me.
I don't.
What?
What?
When did you stop trusting me?
Remember when we were 5 and you put worms in my swimsuit?
Yeah.
Around then.
I love you.
I love you too.
You really do?
I've loved you my whole life, you know that.
I know.
And you love me too?
Would we have been together this long if I didn't?
You're cute.
You're sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want to go somewhere? What's wrong?
Alex, we're staying.
Ugh.
And that wasn't funny.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry.
Do you even know why that's not okay?
Look, I said I was sorry.
Oh my god, you are like 5.
What's the big deal?
I just don't like being manipulated.
Why are you getting so worked up about this?
Manipulation is a form of deception, and in healthy adult relationships,
you don't have to be so condescending.
I'm so sick of being the mature one in this relationship.
Give me a break.
It's dysfunctional.
You love it.
What?
Come on, babe. We both know that being superior to me is your favorite pastime.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, that thing where you always have to beat me at everything? It's a good thing.
What are you talking about?
Think about it. You wouldn't have crushed it in school all the time if you hadn't thought I might be smarter than you. You wouldn't be in such killer shape if you hadn't found out I was training for a marathon 3 years ago. You wouldn't have applied to Yale if I hadn't gotten into Harvard. You've gotten everything anyone could ever want in life because you've always had to beat me to it. See?
Yeah, I see. Everything I have...
What did you say?
It's all because of you.
What?
Let's go.
Where?
Home. I need to go home.
Jess, let's stay and...
No, I can't do it.
Jess, what's wrong?
I think we should break up.
What?
I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, why?
Like you just said, you've been one step behind me my whole life. Worrying about you prevents me from being my best.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So now my coming in second is holding you back?
I know.
You think you have some untapped potential?
Let's not talk about this right now.
Who was valedictorian when we graduated?
Me.
And who was runner-up?
You.
That's right. No matter what the competition was, me and you have got the first 2 spots.
That's what I'm saying. I got first. You got second.
Trust me, I don't mind.
One little test just barely dropped your GPA below mine.
I'm surprised you remember that.
Kept me up at night.
Why?
I felt horrible. You always test well. Why did you bomb that one?
I don't remember, but...
It was because of me.
You?
Yeah, me. I sabotaged you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I made you stay up all night the night before at Katie's party.
You didn't make me do anything.
Yes, I did. I knew you wouldn't say no to me, and I knew you had the test the next
day. Jess!
I did, and I'm so sorry.
Jess, you didn't make me fail the test.
You don't have to be nice about it. I'm a horrible person. Competing with you makes me do crazy things like
that. You're not a horrible person.
That's why we can't be together.
Jess, I bombed the test on purpose.
You what?
I tanked the test. The night before had nothing to do with it.
No, you studied your hardest and did your best. You're lying to make me feel better.
I knew how much valedictorian meant to you.
You couldn't have.
Jess, come on.
No, tell me you're lying.
Okay. You're right.
Let's go. We can reschedule these appointments.
No, let's stay. I need to conquer this fear and get this checkup before my teeth fall out.
I earned valedictorian.
Yes, you did.
That's what got me into Yale.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. That and my extracurriculars.
They certainly helped.
Do you see how dysfunctional our relationship has always been? I feel like I don't even know you. You've got me questioning everything in my life.
Is this because you're scared of the dentist? Jess, I'm right here, and I'll be with you the whole time.
I can't live like this.
Like what? Live like what?
Stop it.
Babe.
I'm leaving you.
Don't say that.
I am.
No, you aren't.
Alex.
You can't leave me.
Watch me.
You're nothing without me.
Excuse me?
Everything you have is because of me.
I know, that's the problem.
I made you.
You what?
You heard me.
You can't seriously...
We are perfect.
Stop saying that.
You are perfect. Jess, look at yourself. You don't know who you are anymore. I'll tell you who you are. You are the smartest, sexiest, strongest, and kindest human being on the planet. When we were just kids, I saw that the way to get you to be your best is to put you up against the best. And to make sure you win. You think I act like a child because I'm childish? I act like a child because you need to feel as though you have the upper hand. I invented you, Jess. You've accomplished everything you've set out for, and I'm so proud of you. You are perfect. You are mine.
I'm perfect?
You're amazing.
I am?
You are.
Well, I don't want to...
You've got this.
I love you, Alex.
I love you too, Jess.
All right, who's first?
We both have appointments for 2:45.
Name?
Jess Harper.
And you?
It's Alex.
I need him to tell me that, dear.
Oh, come on!
Alex Sanama.
Very good. Insurance cards?
Oh, yes. Here you are.
All right, fill these out.
Thank you.
Welcome. But, dear,
He
really should be carrying his own card.
Yeah, thanks.
This is unnecessary.
This is completely necessary.
My teeth are fine.
Of course they are, honey.
I brush them all the time.
I know you do.
I floss.
You don't floss.
I floss once a week.
No, you don't.
I floss once a month.
Oh, please.
I floss this morning.
Because I made you.
I have so much to do today.
Me too.
A million things.
I know.
How long is this going to take?
Alex.
Yes, Jess?
You're staying.
I can't believe you're making us do this.
Well, I am.
A brilliant revenge, my dear.
I can't believe you think I would be that childish.
Hey, it's your plan.
Grow up, Alex.
There's no need to snap at me.
You're unbelievable.
Are you mad now?
Yes, I'm mad.
How mad?
Pretty mad.
Mad enough to hit me?
Don't joke like that.
Did that make you madder?
Stop it.
How mad did it make you?
Alex, I'm serious.
Are you mad enough to storm out of here?
Yes!
Yeah?
Yeah!
Great, let's go! What? No, stay mad. I almost had you out the door.
Alex, you're not going to trick me into leaving.
If we leave now, I swear I'll floss more.
No, you won't.
I swear.
No.
You don't think I'll do it?
Nope.
Come on, trust me.
I don't.
What?
What?
When did you stop trusting me?
Remember when we were 5 and you put worms in my swimsuit?
Yeah.
Around then.
I love you.
I love you too.
You really do?
I've loved you my whole life. You know that.
I know.
And you love me too?
Would we have been together this long if I didn't?
You're cute.
You're sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want to go somewhere? What's wrong?
Alex, we're staying. And that wasn't funny.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry.
Do you even know why that's not okay?
Look, I said I was sorry.
Oh my god, you're like 5.
What's the big deal?
I just don't like being manipulated.
Why are you getting so worked up about this?
Manipulation is a form of deception. And in a healthy adult relationship, it's...
You don't have to be so condescending.
I'm so sick of being the mature one in this relationship.
Give me a break.
It's dysfunctional
to... You love it.
What?
Come on, babe. We both know that being superior to me is your favorite pastime.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know that thing where you always have to beat me at everything? It's a good thing.
What are you talking about?
Think about it. You wouldn't have crushed it in school all that time if you hadn't thought I might be smarter than you. You wouldn't be in such killer shape if you hadn't found out that I was training for a marathon 3 years ago. You'd have applied to Yale if I hadn't gotten into Harvard. You've gotten everything anyone could want in life because you've always had to beat me to it. You see?
Yes, I see. Everything I have...
What did you say?
It's all because of you. Let's go.
Where?
Home. I need to go home.
Jess, let's stay and...
No, I can't do it.
Jess, what's wrong?
I think we should break up.
What?
I'm breaking up with you.
Okay. Why?
Like you just said, you've been one step behind me my whole life. Worrying about you prevents me from being my best.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So now my coming in second is holding you back?
I know, it...
You think you have some untapped potential.
Let's not talk about this right now.
Who was valedictorian when we graduated?
Me.
And who was runner-up?
You.
That's right. No matter what the competition was, me and you got the first 2 spots.
That's what I'm saying. I got first, you got second.
Trust me, I don't mind.
That one little test just barely dropped your GPA below mine.
I'm surprised you remember that.
It kept me up at night.
Why?
I felt horrible. You always test well. Why did you bomb that one?
I don't remember, but...
It was because of me.
You?
Yes, me. I sabotaged you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I made you stay up all night the night before at Katie's party.
You didn't make me do anything.
Yes, I did. I knew you wouldn't say no to me, and I knew you had that test the next day.
Jess.
I did, and I am so sorry.
Jess, you didn't make me fail the test.
You don't have to be nice about it. I'm a horrible person. Competing with you makes me do crazy things like that.
You're not a horrible person.
That's why we can't be together.
Jess, I bombed that test on purpose.
You what?
I tanked the test. The night before had nothing to do with it.
No. You studied your hardest and did your best. You're lying to make me feel better.
I knew how much valedictorian meant to you.
You couldn't have.
Jess, come on.
No, tell me you're lying.
Okay, you're right.
Let's go. We can reschedule these appointments.
No, let's stay. I need to conquer this fear and get this checkup before my teeth fall out.
I earned valedictorian.
Yes, you did.
It's what got me into Yale.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. And my extracurriculars.
Well, they certainly helped.
Do you see how dysfunctional our relationship has always been? I feel like I don't even know you. You've got me questioning everything in my life.
Is this because you're scared of the dentist? Jess, I'm right here and I'll be with you the whole time.
I can't live like this.
Like what? Live like what?
Stop it.
Babe.
I'm leaving you.
Don't say that.
I am.
No, you aren't.
Alex.
You can't leave me.
Watch me.
You're nothing without me.
Excuse me?
Everything you have is because of me.
I know. That's the problem.
I made you.
You what?
You heard me.
You can't seriously.
We are perfect.
Stop saying that.
You are perfect. Jess, look at yourself. You don't know who you are anymore? I'll tell you who you are. You're the smartest, sexiest, strongest, and kindest human being on the planet. When we were just kids, I saw that the way to get you to be your best is to put you up against the best and make sure you win. You think I act like a child because I'm childish? Act like a child because you need to feel as though you have the upper hand. I invented you, Jess. You've accomplished everything you've set out for, and I am so proud of you. You are perfect. You are mine.
I'm perfect?
You're amazing.
I am?
You are.
I don't want to.
You've got this.
I love you, Alex.
I love you too, Jess.
All right, who's first?
Dental Dependency. This piece was written by Mallory O'Segan, sound designed and produced by Alexander Charles Adams, and the voice actors were Samantha Kennedy and Joe Carlton. If you've enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/smashcutcast or our website, if you would like to make a one-time donation, at www.smashcutthepodcast.com/support. Thank you so much for listening.
Two guys and a rogue.
I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.